everyone. Well, today is Wednesday, and the date is the 7th of March, 2018. And here we go. Let's clear the energy here for the date. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. Perfect. Okay, we'll bring up the light beams on your monitor screen. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay? And if you have a situation happening, we can help you out with that. Think of it now. So releasing that timeline from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So I'll turn it over to Michelle. Are you all ready to go, Michelle?
I am all ready, Ron. Hello and welcome everybody to the Creation Lightship Wednesday night show. And let's see, we have some good things in the email box, but if anybody would like to write in, you're welcome to. It's clsquestions@yahoo.com. We'd love to hear from you and answer your questions. And we have a couple things that have been happening. We did a Saturday call and a Sunday call this past weekend. And we have a couple more things coming up. So I was just going to read what those were. And, oh, so next week, actually, this is very cool. Ron is doing the New Life Expo, as many of you know. That's March 16th, 17th, and 18th. And it is going to be in New York. So if anybody wants to stop by, please do so. It's really great. You get to talk to Ron. So it's a pretty nice time. We chat about things around the booth, and you always meet very interesting people. And you can go in the light chamber, which is the best part. Okay. Let's see what else is coming up. Okay, and for that New Life Expo, Ron is offering to listen to his calls. There's two lectures and two workshops, and it's going to be a $20 donation for all of them. And the directions on how to do all that are on the website on the very top, and it's written in detail there. So, well, many of you have done that before, so you know how to do it. If you have any questions, please call us or email us. But Ron, tonight our first question is alien holographic reality clearing. Now, that's one of the healings that are offered as a huge bundle on the front of the website for $10 a month. And somebody is wondering, what does it do and how to use it or what to write in the boxes? And that's for the alien holographic reality clearing. I don't know if you remember that one at all, Ron. Alien, yep, alien holographic
reality. Yeah, I'm trying to see. I don't have it in front of me. So I don't know what kind of at this second.
Well, you know, I think that you just put your name in. I've done this one a lot. It's actually really cool. You just put your name in it. And I believe the light beings basically just clear anything that could possibly be part of the alien holographic reality. Or they just kind of tone down the energy. Now, it might be different now because some things were recently done in the past week.
Possible.
I don't know. Do you think it'll be different, Ron?
No, everything's still needed. So, I would just, do it as if nothing happened,
Yeah. Just see what happens. So, basically, all that's needed is you don't need to direct exactly what's occurring, but just put your name in the box and it will affect you. So, I'm going to actually try and get that one going so I can see if there's any anything else that I can tell the listener while we're here. So, yeah, no, it just says alien-generated holographic reality disconnection, and then you just put your name in there. And I believe that you can change the time. So let me see. If you want it to go for longer, it may or may not be necessary, I guess, however you feel. But Yeah, you can change the timing. I just changed it to 1,000 minutes. There's only one picture to choose from, but that's fine. Okay. So that's it. It's pretty self-explanatory. Okay. Okay, this says, thanks so much, Ron, for this and what you do for us. Sunday, I had so much energy, took all the old colors and stuff out of my kitchen, was redoing it. It looks like spring, even though we still have a foot of snow on the ground. Today, I was very tired, took a two-hour nap, did not have much energy to do anything, but felt great. So, well, that's fantastic, because sleeping can be so healing. So I believe that was about the call on Sunday. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. That's a good one. This says bring body with during ascension. There were four barcodes for ascension that was suggested that you have mentioned, the spirit barcode and lately the mental barcode, but rarely mentioned the abduction barcode and physical barcode from reincarnation, or is that needed? I think they're wondering which four barcodes you would definitely need for ascension.
Well, the first one would be the spirit barcode. That's the most important one for your spirit to get out of here. And then the next one would be the abduction barcode. That could help you so you're not abducted as much. But the main thing is, or being trapped, those two are like body and spirit. There's other barcodes that can affect, you know, your health here and your life. But going on from there, you want to do your whole lifetime clearings. That's what you need to do to bring more of your body parts and pieces with you. So that's, what you need to do after those two. The other ones are just icing on the cake to have a little better life here. And then especially, you know, the death barcode, during that one's almost a must to help yourself out. And then you do the mind of the body. Oh, back to you.
Okay, great. This next one, Ron, I was just kind of reading it over a little bit. And it's basically about that we're not on the 10-minute interval thing so much anymore. Basically at all anymore. And this person says, yes, I felt out of sorts. Since you took us off the 10 minutes, yes, I was tired. And thanks for reminding us to be responsible for the body energy. I have been working on my physical and focused on the mind and spiritual clearings. And this is my year to really clear that out and get ready for ascension. So it just made me think that there is a healing on your website, Ron, called sleep deprivation. So if you have had this occurring to you, sleep deprivation, or you keep waking up, or you're just not getting as much sleep as is your needed amount, and everybody may have a different needed amount, then I have run this clearing, and it seems to have healed me. And I have run it at intermittent times, and it seems like the nights when I run it, I do sleep very well. So I'm not sure if it's clearing up old damage that not sleeping caused, or if it just helps you sleep for the night, but it's a great clearing. So that's called, it's a sleep deprivation clearing. Yeah, did you want to talk about that, Ron? Because, you know what, I don't really think we talk about that one very much.
Well, I'll do a sample of that for people.
Okay.
Well, here we go. Just see how your body responds to it. Maybe you might start yawning. Maybe your body might get relaxed. So here we go. Just check your body out now. Or get comfortable wherever you're sitting in your lane. And we'll do that for tonight. So here we go. One, two, three. Oh, boy. Ugh. Start over again. One, two, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. You'll see how that works for you. And, yeah, since we have the new energies that you've never had before here, you know, you want to ask your spirit to integrate, you know, your new life force energy, if you would, that connects to your body. I don't know what we were using before. Maybe it was more of a emotional stimulant type of energy coming into us to run our lives. Now, because they're not being switched in and out and off and on every 10 minutes, and now you need to pull in that source energy into your body with your spirit. So it has to make that connection. That's going to be brand new to almost everybody. It's your physical body energy was never even here before. So if you do feel a little tired, do that. And in the process of bringing that energy into you, you might even get tired or feel a little sluggish because it's something brand new and your body needs to integrate and incorporate it. You know, it could take a little short while to do that, maybe a week. So anyway, that's probably what all I can say. If you have any questions, send over something, you know, tonight's show, and we'll see if I can answer that for you. Back to you.
Yeah, it's interesting with the new kind of thing that's going on, which is something that's not happening, actually. It seems like people would be able to sleep much deeper, much more peacefully, which is interesting because I heard something today saying something like if you are not getting the amount of sleep that you personally need, and that could be anywhere from 5 to 8 hours, it just depends on the person, but if you're not getting that on a nightly basis, because say maybe you're getting abducted or whatnot, that after 48 hours, cortisol starts being built up in your system, which, as you know, is the hormone that makes us gain weight. And then it just goes on. You can't sleep. You can't, you know, lose weight. But if you can relax more, then, you know, maybe, hopefully, that's where we're all going. We just all sleep really great from now on. Oh, so that would be nice. Okay, so this next one addresses the alien attack page. It says they're wondering about the four corners of the bed. They felt very peaceful, and they slept deeper that night. And they didn't change the water for the other night. They're wondering if it had been reactivated. But they still feel like maybe they don't need to reactivate it. Is it still good?
I don't know. It still could hold a charge, I would guess. Initially, it was just intended for one day, but you know, it could work for a couple of days. Just give it a try and see how it feels.
Hmm. Okay. And I know it was explained on Monday's show that if you wanted to do that more, you could do that by, you know, buying activated water online, which I believe is very inexpensive and very well worth it. So, all right, so the next person also talks about the same thing. It says, so the H2O surrounding the bed for sleep protection, could we do the water for showering and bathing or foot bath? Or can we do all those things on the water activation clearing?
Yes, I believe you could, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay, so that, does that just need to be specified, or did they just do water and then use it however they want?
You have to specify where, what water is being used for and where it's coming from, in a sense, you know?
Okay.
Oh, you need to put the specific energies down that you want.
Okay. Oh, let's see. What does this say? This one says, tonight on the water charging call, the water bottle sides were moving under my hands that were gently cradling the jug. wow, and a buzzy energy vibrating my hands. Go turtle light being. So it must have been during the turtles. Thank you, Ron. Putting day one water around my bed also. That's great. So what they're referring to, if somebody hasn't done this, is that when Ron charges water on Wednesday night, he charges each bottle for a different day. So you're going to do 7 different bottles of water, and it's going to give you what you need. But he does ask for the help of specific water-type light beings. So one of those groups of light beings that he asked to charge a certain bottle of water was turtles. And you know what, Ron, do you want to talk about that a little bit? Because you have other light beings that you also ask in for those different water bottles, and we never hear much about it. We just know it's happening. And
yeah, I always use a light beam when I have any activations going on. So that's what I use, or the lightship insignia.
And
so it's all going to be peace energy, but some people kind of, their mind goes sideways when they see some other icon there that they kind of relate to, thinking that it's some type of religious entity or whatever coming through, and then you can go into the mind energy of that. It could take you sideways, you know, on what you're thinking. Well, the cleanest ones would be typically the light being in the lightship insignia, because you only know those particular icons, will say, is what they really are. But the other ones that are listed there may not be as clean mentally to you. They'll run the same energy, but you might mentally limit what's coming to you because you have preconceived thoughts who or what that being has been. Back to you.
Okay, cool. So it doesn't necessarily imbue any specific energy. It just happens to be what you're asking for assistance, and it's all peace energy. Okay. I have little songs about each one. Whenever you're like, here's the turtles, they're coming, I sing little songs to each one. It goes something like, here come the turtles, here come the turtles. It's always different depending on which light beings we're talking about. Okay. It's another one about water charging. When does each container start to work for the water being charged?
Okay, so like tonight we did the 7 containers of water. And so once they're charged, the first one could be used tonight, possibly. The first one is the only one that's really variable in a sense, you know, when you want to use it. So if you charge it when you're really thirsty, then you could drink from that tonight. It's fine for tomorrow when you wake up in the morning, but you could still drink it early. And then each water container then would be used after you use up, you know, the one prior for that particular day. Well, let's make it a little I won't say confusing, but let's just say that you charged them up tonight on the call. Right now, you're really thirsty. So get number one water, and you can drink what you want of that. We'll say you drink a third of the container. I mean, that you have two-thirds for tomorrow. And that could be perfectly fine for you. And let's just say, it starts to come maybe between Saturday and Sunday. And Saturday, you're really, really thirsty, so you drink Saturday water, which would be the one in sequence here. So that would be typically, one is for Thursday, Friday's 2, and Saturday's 3. So now you're drinking Saturday's water container number 3. And, man, you're extra thirsty that day, and it comes to 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and number 3 container is empty. You can go to number 4 if you need it, would like to use that, or just save it for the next day. So, you know, if you do want to have more water, then go to the next one, even though it's you're drinking it a little premature, but it still will work for you. That's why I say it's always best to have extra water in case you do have one of those times where you're extra thirsty. Well, some people basically will get maybe double the water that they're used to drinking. after you do this a few times, you kind of know how much water you need. You know, I'd recommend getting a gallon of water typically and do it that way. But everybody's a little different. And you can always take that water that you haven't drunk all the way at the end of the day. You have half a gallon left. You could put it in a foot bath or something, or sponge it on your body. You know, it'll help you out a whole bunch. So that's how the water charging works on the Wednesday call that we have. And if you're on a regular call and you do the regular waters, like the silver water and the mouthwash, pain relief, maybe copper water or something, those last for the day that we charge them up. Typically, when you go to bed, at that point, they won't be for the next day. Back to you, Michelle.
Okay, great. Thank you, Ron. That was a good answer. I have pretty big bottles. I'm not exactly sure of the measurement, but I do find myself drinking a lot of them. And then being out, you know, by sometimes Monday, sometimes Tuesday, sometimes Wednesday, which is perfect. But at least I go through them, so I'm really glad that I've been drinking all the water. It's nice to be aware of how much water you're drinking, so I really like the system that I have set up and how much water and how big the bottles are. Okay, so we have a couple really cool questions or observations. It says, I hope you are all well. I saw an amazing, gigantic elephant in the sky near my house with a long trunk, a huge, white, fluffy cloud. The sky at least looks more alive and real these days. And I believe that this person is in Britain, where they often have a lot of cloud coverage. I don't know exactly this time of year, but that's often the way it is. Okay, and then they say, I just listened to Ron talking last week about the bizarreness of people these days. My own observation hit me with a jolt yesterday. I realized that I don't see as many overweight or tall people anymore, even though I am a bit overweight and tall myself. Many young people now I observe are very thin and short. I saw a young man opposite me. His legs were like bean poles. This is not unusual in Europe. This is not unusual in Europe, where often people tended to be big. Eyes are often opaque, no light in them, very flat, one-dimensional energy-wise. And I also noticed that actors on TV now are often very wooden, and don't hold my attention like the great actors of even a few years ago.
Yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, just watch the people around you. See if you can remember or notice how people used to be. And they may look different to you, you know, now, or some types of people, whatever word you want to put into the word types, may exist more or less. So it's different. Remember, the perfect alien specimen will be somebody who is thin and typically tall. And the more alien stock, we'll say, they have in them, wasn't bred out. They're going to have long necks and long fingers. So, might check out, you know, some of the celebrities, see if they're that way, or people on the news. Just look for a long-necked person. Normally, the neck will probably be, you know, half again as long as a regular person. But I'm sure you could spot them. And quite interesting to see. I think I was talking about very few. Redhead people, and all of a sudden they started showing up out of nowhere, you know. Even families that were redheads, you know. Maybe the father or the wife, and then having a couple of kids with real white skin and, you know, orangish red hair. Normally, you don't typically see that. Well, anyway, who knows what they're doing, but hopefully they're leaving here also, if they are causing us harm. So, most of the aliens are off limits to the planet now, although there still have to be ones here. Can't guarantee that they're not going to come back, but ones that are trying to come in here to do harm will not make it. There could be some living underground, and they want to hop up to the surface because it's finally safe for them. They wouldn't be caught by other races. You may start seeing more of the long neck, long-fingered aliens here. You might look at yourself. Do you have a long neck? No? It's longer than normal. And is your hands, fingers longer? That just means that you have more of the alien. I don't want to use the word DNA, but more of the alien blueprint in your body because it hasn't been bred out yet. So that's just kind of the way it goes. So I'm not saying that that's wrong or bad. I'm saying that that's how you can tell has that. So just kind of look around at people. You know? Well, when you see the alien movies on TV, anything with aliens, if it looks like it's a humanoid or alien-type figure, they're always slender and tall. By the way, that's a giveaway. You don't see any, you know, five-foot-tall people that, you know, are 3 foot wide and round. That doesn't exist. All very slender, long arms, long fingers and neck. So back to you.
Wow. Yeah, that's interesting. So because there aren't so many here anymore and they're not really allowed to come here, what about ones that are in physical bodies and they're hybrids like you're talking about? You can see them. Are they going to go away or are they still here because they're here in physical bodies?
They'll still be here as long as they don't cause harm.
Okay.
As long as you're not here as a spy, let's say, for some alien race or something, or they're here to do harm to come into organizations and try to overtake them or something like that. Because they do have, their choice to be here, too, and they probably have a spirit in them. Remember, there are aliens with spirits, and they could be living here, and the ones underground may start to pop up and, for whatever reason, be here. And that's perfectly fine, too. Then we have alien spirits that could have been trapped here, and they're looking for bodies to come into. So that's a possibility, too. And that's probably how we had a lot of our inventions around World War II, I would think, is that the alien spirits would come into the physical body of a person with all of their intellect and knowledge from where they came from. Well, they could use Tesla for that example. This is kind of what happens and move us forward immensely. In fact, looking at Tesla, he's probably the only scientist, genius out there, inventor, that has brought the whole planet forward. You know, and everything that you use, using his technology every day, whether you know it or not. So, the way it is. Your car, and that's just a Tesla car now, but your car, ever since they made the original Model Ts, et cetera, that all had a coil in there to produce a spark, and that's actually a Tesla coil, an ignition coil. That's still true on the newer cars when you have a coil. It's the same process. So anyway, not to get too far into that, but, It's technology is vastly used and nobody really understands it, you know, that they are using it. Or there's sometimes one of those patents that he had, nice to resurrect him, free energy. And maybe that's coming. So back to you.
Well, that's interesting, Ron. So what would you say is going to be the mental effect, or the, I should say the mind-controlled effect of many people out there, or socially engineered effect of not being abducted every 10 minutes?
Well, what I think will happen is, and I can't really swear to this, but I would presume, and that's probably the wrong word to use too, that people are used to being programmed, and their body was run on these programs every 10 minutes. And now all of a sudden, you have your complete sovereignty, we'll say, and you're not controlled every 10 minutes. So some people may not like that experience because, you know, they are just used to being having something else, another program to be used. So I don't know. We'll find out in about a month from now how people are relating to this here. Remember, it's like that story with the elephant, you know. Get an elephant and they put a, maybe a chain around its one of its legs and they're walking in a circle. And then at some point they take the chain off and the elephant keeps walking in the circle to know that it can leave. So, you know, if the elephant did leave, would it come back and keep walking in that same circle because that's all that it knew how to do? It's up to you to become, you know, co-creative with your spirit and to move out into this new territory of freedom. And that's your choice. I'm sure there are people who may not know what to do, not know that they're free. So if they don't know that they're free, then they may try to go back into the old system, which will no longer exist here. So I don't know what they're going to do for energy. So that's really not my concern at this moment, because, you know, we're here moving forward into freedom and using our spirit energy to bring us life force energy to our body. And that will be a little bit of a process. You could feel a lot of energy one day and maybe a little slower the next. So just know that that's a part of your process to integrate this brand new energy that you have never had in your body. Remember, the most you had was a simulation of that when you're here 3 hours a month. And you had your 3-hour plan, otherwise it was a 10-minute plan. Now you're free. How are you going to use that energy? How are you going to, what are you going to do? You know? Oh, back to you.
Well, thank you for that work that you did. It's amazing, and we're all very grateful. And, so now we have an opportunity to go, oh, my gosh, now what am I going to do with all my time? and that I get to create it, everything that I'm doing. So for all of us who know, you know, it's amazing.
He had to be on the edge when he said all of my time.
Yeah.
Time now, that the Stone song, you know, time is on my side, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Now it's on your side.
Yes, okay. Exactly. It's a Stone song.
Yep. So.
Oh, it actually even says that in the song. That's funny that you say that. It goes, time is on my side. Yes, it is.
Then you got their song, Get Off of My Cloud. So now you got power to get rid of people. Get rid of them. I don't want you courting me. Get away. Shoo.
Awesome. Okay, so there's another section of the question, and it says, I am reading a very interesting book called Weapons of the Gods, and there is evidence, it appears, of nuclear wars, as in the Indian epic Mahabharata, which features mysterious flying machines called Vimanas, like flying saucers. There are some areas, for example, of a kind of material that can only be formed by the intense heat of a nuclear blast. And so his question is, did ancient civilizations have advanced technology and weaponry, and did they take part in alien wars?
I'd say all that is correct, yes.
Yeah. You know, there is another book. So he says this book was called Weapons of the Gods, but there's another book called Chariots of the Gods where it also mentions this type of thing. And also, I believe the Bhagavad Gita is a story about a quote-unquote god telling a prince that he needs to go somewhere and slaughter a bunch of people, and the prince is like, well, why would I do that? And the god character is basically like, well, because I said so. So, right there, I think they're telling you who they are and what they're about.
Well, the Indian gods there, you know, I know there's a lot of them. I think there's over 300. Their energy will be probably fading pretty quickly here. I know I took them out, released them from here quite a while ago, maybe 4 years ago. I was going to first destroy them. And then they said, no, you know, don't do this. You know, we're being used by all these people, and we need to get out of here. So I took them out, but people's mindset can recreate the energy over again. So I'm sure that energy, being alien, is not going to be used and affect people that much. A lot of people bring in those energies to help them. That's not in the mix here. Back to you.
Okay, this is so great. It really is wonderful. Okay, this next email says, Alien Stock Exchange. Since Ron's announcement Monday, I feel more spirit and centered in my body.
Very good. Yeah, this is a feeling that you're going to have. It will be with your body more so than what you would have with your mind. So it's going to be a personal experience for you with this occurrence here that happened. Well, if you're not connected to your body that well, you may not feel the energy. Some people are real mental, and this is not on the mental plane, it's on the physical plane. Just remember, you want to keep charging yourself up with this energy to integrate into your physical body. And I'll be doing some more stuff probably within a couple of weeks to allow you to have more of this energy. Right now, still in the process of different energies that I'm working with. If you think you have more energy now, you will probably have maybe 10 times that be within the month here.
Ooh.
Back to you.
Yay. Okay, awesome. This is about the alien-generated holographic reality clearing. The person says, I did use it for the snowstorm last week since the media was creating a timeline, and since it is all part of the hologram and matrix, I do it with or without any specifics. Which is perfect.
Great.
Yep, that's great. I always kind of laugh because I live in a region as well where they are talking about, you know, oh, we're going to get this much snow, and they actually don't say this much snow. They say, there's a snowstorm coming. And I'm like, really? It's not just going to snow? like, it has to be this, like, major thing. I just laugh because, first of all, I love snow. I think it's fantastic. You know, I'm like, awesome. It's going to look great out. But, yeah, it's all this. It's kind of funny now that I've done my fear clearing. I'm like, oh, cool. Bring it on.
Yeah, it's interesting. I wonder if anybody who has snow, if it's real snow now or the fake snow. The fake snow normally won't melt or have a water base to it. You put it in your hand and squish it, and your hand doesn't have any moisture after you roll it up into a ball. normally regular snow will kind of melt in your hand, you know?
Yeah.
And the new snow that's baked normally won't do that. It will be very fluffy, but that's about it. It'd be like styrofoam balls, kind of. I'd like to know if anybody has sensed the difference there. Even if we don't get it on this show, we could talk about it on the next next show. But, yeah, it's because we are in a season now of, you know, anyway, back east of having lots of snow anyway. Back to you, Michelle.
Yeah, it's interesting because I have snow all around me right now, and it is it's still kind of there because it hasn't dropped below, like, 32 degrees. But it is melting during the day, and it is very wet. So I hope that's a good sign. I actually remember thinking yesterday, oh, good, we finally got some proper snow. Hopefully it's enough water for the, you know, for spring. So, okay. This one says, with all the clearings over 10 years, I do not need as much sleep as most. And Ron shared the clearings out of body, not need as much sleep, used to have my light infusion healing chamber online all the time. But in that time, I needed the sleep, but could not sleep because of the light infusion chamber, but my body was exhausted after taking breaks.
Yeah, it's just integration of the energy. So that's, that can happen.
Okay, good.
Running on, I think, 2 days of about 3 hours sleep per night right now. So maybe I'll have better sleep tonight, but maybe I won't need it. I don't know. It's one of those things. So anyway, back to you.
Okay, great. I was just going to take a look at another window here real quick. Okay. So, here we go again. It says, daylight savings time this Sunday. Hi, Ron. Is there anything we need to know about daylight savings time occurring this Sunday? Should we stay on the original old time for a few days if possible?
Yeah, definitely yes. That's when the aliens update and abduct people the most, when you have first of the year and you change the time. So, yes, if you're involved with the time change, stay on the previous day's time if you can. And you won't be taken as much if they're doing that still. We'll find out. They shouldn't be able to do any of that. And so I need to look at that myself to see if they're going to be interfering. But that should not exist any longer, but I can't guarantee that. But I do know, as I look at the alien Wall Street galactic trading floor, that it is turned off. So nothing has happened there. So they're roosted out of that area. All that's in there is the time-traveling soldiers keeping them out if they choose to come in. Back to you.
Okay, so we have a really good question here, and, you know, it's just very perfect. It says, so now that the trading floor has been closed down, the person is wondering, will there still be so much, we'll just use the term evil, people in the world or activities in the world, now that aliens and shapeshifters are pretty much gone?
Yeah, I don't know how to answer that one. This is so new right now. I would hope that, you know, these aren't going to be having that much of an influence, and that maybe their energies will be taken out literally. So back to you.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope so, too. Okay. It says, yes, this week, taking it easy, allowed the snow instead of crashing the timeline because New York City needs to slow down, especially after Ron shared the new update. So they wanted the snow to come. That's great. Okay. Regarding ascension, what happens to our body at ascension time if we only manage to get our spirit out? Does the body die, or does it remain as a clone and continue living here? Thanks for your help.
Well, the body itself that has light in it will be, you know, brought to light. If it's full of darkness, the light does not know darkness, so it may just fade away, unfortunately, but that's the way it is. So, I would think that it would dematerialize instantly. You don't have to worry about the aliens, you know, putting out a scavenger hunt for you. So, you can't retain light frequency. I believe the body would probably automatically just turn into nothingness. Back to you.
Okay, yeah, it's really great. I mean, it's interesting news, and it, you know, I think we're all interested to see how that's going to turn out, because it's wonderful, and it's different than what we have been experiencing up until now. Okay, it says, as it continues to snow in New York tonight, the weirdest thing happened today. It was thundering, lightning, and snowing all at the same time. That is strange. I have never seen that before. It was kind of eerie. Hope the weather is better when you come to the expo. Looking forward to seeing you. Blessings. Wow.
Well, very interesting.
Yeah, have you ever heard of that? Thundering and snowing the same, thundering and lightning the same time it's snowing?
I don't think so. I know when I hit a alien ship in New York, a Yannick ship, it rained hail the size of golf balls, and they smelled of metal, metallic smell to them. But as far as the other, I don't know.
Well, I mean, I guess logically you could say, oh, it was just at the perfect temperature to be raining up there and snowing down here or vice versa, but that would be like 32 degrees. I don't really know exactly what degree it was, but I'm just trying to come up with an explanation. It sounds fascinating, though. Okay, so... this is a question about the Merkaba that's on the website. Now, I'm not sure if this is the large spread-out one that talks about source energy and how that was created, or if it's similar to the one that we receive when we buy them at your show. But it says, has colored dots where the lines cross. So you know there's dots where the lines cross, and there are several different colors. And they're wondering, are these the spin points of our DNA?
No, DNA is not from the light ship. DNA is put into your body by the aliens to control you, along with your meridians and, you know, your chakra system. So, well, all of that would be the darkness energy. You don't want to have any DNA in you, because that stores your past genetic history. No reason to have DNA. Unless you want to, you know, have children, then you probably need it because of where we are here with our, you know, consciousness and stuff. But DNA is not from the light. It's from darkness. Back to you.
And that is interesting, yeah. Is it just more like a physical thing?
Yeah, DNA would be, you know, in your body physically, yes, uh-huh. It was just a controlling mechanism that the aliens used.
Yep. Is it to carry on your characteristics over and over again into each new generation?
In a sense, yeah, it'd be like to creating clones over again. You know, similar energy, similar patterns. Yes, yeah. I'd say that'd be correct. I watched that movie Moon on Netflix, give you an idea what kind of what's going on. So back to you.
Okay, yeah, I need to check that out. I haven't seen it yet. Okay, so I think we have time for just one more thing. It says, I thought the Earth was ascending to 8D reality with a new blueprint. It says this on your website and YouTube videos and BBS archives. Is the new Earth where we are going now? I don't want to live on the same planet after ascension. Will the Earth still be changing location in the universe?
A lot of good questions there. The new Earth will more than likely that we have now be brought back again as you go on to it, if you choose to. It's your choice where you go to after the ascension process. You decide where you want to go to have an experience. The new Earth, far as I can tell, will be created over again. The old Earth that you were born into, we'll say, making it simple for you, will no longer exist.
Well, I'm happy about that. That's great. So, very good. So, either way, I feel like whatever happens, we have made strides to not ever go back to the way it was. That's great. And it is time for the end of our show, Ron.
Well, we'll do. We'll say after the end of it, before we do the number count, and you can say, and make me real. That's the easiest thing to say right now. You could also mention something about having your additional storage containers of your life force energy bought online, but we'll talk about that later. You need to have, once you integrate your spirit with your physical body energy, then you need to have storage containers, in a sense, for your extra, we'll say, reserve energy. You never want to live on your original life force energy. So that has to be held sacred. So you start charging up more of these other energies that you can use to pull on if you need additional life force. So that's part of the process that you're going through. Maybe why you might have a day that could be a little slower than others, more fatiguing, because you're charging up more of these extra locations, we'll say, around you. Well, here we go. Let's do the mind a heart drop. Well, we say out loud, and I'll command my spirit, take the thoughts in my head, out them into my heart, and keep me real. Here we go. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Everybody, blessings. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Thank you, Michelle. And thank you, listeners, for listening and sending your questions. We'll answer some more on Friday night show on Station 2. Same time. We'll see you later. Bye, everyone.